Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news, photos, videos, and much, much more from this team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. And make sure you're checking out. We've got all the pro day dates that are out there on not every single school, but the key ones with players that are most commonly attached to the interest of the Browns. We present that to you basically on that basis on clevelandbrowns.com and on all the apps that we provide to you for your mobile phones and your tablets, your iPads, et cetera, et cetera. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 216-578-0850. Lots of tweets we'll get to as well, but let's get to a call here. Mike in Canton is with us now. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, man. What's up?
Good. Just calling about the need that Cleveland needs to take Sammy Watkins here. I listen all the time, and I know that, Johnny Manziel, a quarterback need, is a big buzzword for Cleveland. But, I think if you look at a team like Chicago this year, with what they did with Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, the tight end play, Matt Forte out of the backfield. Think about that with Cleveland, with Gordon, Sammy Watkins, Jordan Cameron. I think, how good is Jay Cutler? He's marginal. How good was Matt Ryan this year without Julio Jones? I think if Cleveland keeps passing on these explosive players, they blueprint themselves too much to what the NFL wants teams to look like. And I just think they're passing up a huge opportunity if they miss him. They have a chance to be an extremely explosive offense.
I agree. I think that you want to get those explosive playmakers. I think the job of the evaluators is to decide whether or not you can do that at 26 as easily as you can at 4. Yes, is Watkins the best? For sure. At least many people think that. But if you can bring in an Odell Beckham or a Brandon Cooks at 26 and also get the quarterback who has more upside for you, that's a way to go about it. In my opinion, if Teddy Bridgewater's there for, I'm drafting him. If he's not there for, I'm either taking Watkins or trading down a little bit to pick up more assets and then taking Mike Evans to play alongside Josh Gordon. That's the way that I look at it in the first round.
If I'm looking at it at four, I'm giving very long and hard thought to the quarterback position. I wouldn't take Teddy Bridgewater there. I would think really hard about Blake Bortles there. He'd be the only guy I would take, but I'd still have my questions about either one of them because four has to be a dominant difference maker for years to come. And I'm not sure that is, by the way, Sammy Watkins. We know what he's been as a collegiate player. And it's the terms, the comparisons with Julio Jones are just thrown around loosely. He's going to be this great guy forever in the league or whatever, however long that career would last, his speed would last. But, man, what you got to get right is the value. You've got to know what you're drafting there and have a true sense of what that is. More than anything, I want this team to have a conviction about what it does there. This isn't about throwing, darts at the wall, and this isn't about saying because everybody else says Sammy Watkins is great, we got to believe he's great. I think this team has a high opinion of him. There's nothing to have a low opinion about. But, Nathan, you've said it over and over again. The receiver position gives you more people besides Watkins that you could have lower in the first round, that you could have even in the second round, and sufficiently address the position.
Yeah, like a guy, for example, a guy like Dante Moncrief. He is a metrics machine. His stats in terms of his speed, his jump, et cetera, all compares favorably to some guys who have been very successful in the NFL. He's a very intriguing prospect. The wide receiver depth is the best that it has ever been. I don't think that there is any question in my mind the Browns are going to draft a very talented wide receiver to go alongside Josh Gordon, and we will have great weapons. Remember, you talked about Jay Cutler. Alshon Jeffrey wasn't a top pick. They picked him in the second round and paired him with Brandon Marshall. It was not a fourth overall pick. So that's one of the things that you can look at there when you think about assembling these wide receivers to pair or picking one of these wide receivers to pair with a guy like Josh Gordon. Want to talk quarterbacks, though, real quickly. And finally, in the final segment coming up, we're going to reveal. We got a lot of Twitter responses to the question of Bird, Ward, Shields, etc. We're going to get to those responses in our final segment. But quickly, let's go now to Rick in Talmadge. What's up, Rick?
You got to turn your radio down, Rick.
I'm on my phone. I ain't got the radio on.
Oh, something. Okay, we heard a little feedback.
Right.
Go ahead. You still there with us, Rick? All right, we lost Rick. He a little issue with echo and blowback. But anyway, let's go. You had some tweets you wanted to jump
Well, why don't
into,
we do this? We'll take our final break. We'll come right. back and we'll go through because there are a lot to get through in terms of whether it is Jarius Byrd, Sam Shields, T.J. Ward that people want some interesting responses. It sounds seems that if people had their druthers, they'd like two of the three.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that is going to be able to be financially or fiscally responsible or possible. Final segment, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, headed your way next. Browns free agency.
Great segment, too. Final segment.